Good morning. Our scripture lesson is as long as last week's. And so let me read it for us. It comes from John chapter 9, verses 1 through 41. Hear the word of the Lord. As he walked along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked Jesus, "Rabbi, who sinned? This man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's work might be revealed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spit on the ground and made mud with his saliva and spread the mud on the man's eyes, saying to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. Then he went and washed and came back able to see. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar began to ask, "Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?" Some were saying, "It is he." Others were saying, "No, but it is someone like him." He kept saying, "I am the man." But they kept asking him, "Then how were your eyes opened?" He answered, "The man called Jesus made mud, spread it on my eyes, and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' Then I went and washed and received my sight." They said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I do not know." They brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. Now it was a Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened his eyes. Then the Pharisees also began to ask him how he had received his sight. He said to them, "He put mud on my eyes, then I washed, and now I see." Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not observe the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a man who is a sinner perform such signs?" And they were divided. So they said again to the blind man, "What do you say about him? It was your eyes he opened." He said, "He is a prophet." The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they called the parents of the man who had received his sight and asked them, "Is this your son who you say was born blind? How then does he now see?" His parents answered, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but we do not know how it is that now he sees, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He is of age. He will speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews. For the Jews had already agreed that anyone who confessed Jesus to be the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. Therefore, his parents said, "He is of age, ask him." So for the second time, they called the man who had been blind, and they said to him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered, "I do not know whether he is a sinner. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." They said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I have told you already, and you will not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples?" Then they reviled him, saying, "You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this man, we do not know where he comes from." The man answered, "Here is an astonishing thing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but he does listen to the one who worships him and obeys his will. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. They answered him, "You were born entirely in sins, and are you trying to teach us?" And they drove him out. Jesus heard that they had driven him out. And when he found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered, "And who is he, sir? Tell me so that I may believe in him." Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he." He said, "Lord, I believe," and he worshiped him. Jesus says, "I came into the world for judgment so that those who do not see may see, and those who do see may become blind." Some of the Pharisees near him heard this and said to him, "Surely we are not blind, are we?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would not have sinned. But now that you say we see, your sin remains." This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Every day we see thousands of things. We see people, problems, opportunities, and challenges. But the real question Jesus asks in this passage is not, "Can you see?" But, "What do you see?" And through this story, John reveals to the readers the contrast between how human beings see the world and seeing people the way Jesus sees them. In our scripture lesson, Jesus encounters a man who had been born blind. And Jesus sees opportunity where others see it as a problem. When disciples saw the blind man, they immediately asked a theological question. "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" They assumed the man's suffering had to be his fault. But Jesus shifted the focus. Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. Where others saw it as punishment, blame, a hopeless situation, Jesus saw an opportunity for God's glory. Sometimes we look at situations in life the same way the disciples did. We see broken families, sickness, financial struggles, mistakes from the past, and we think the story is over. But Jesus sees possibility where we see problems. What looks like a dead end to us may be the very place where God plans to show his power. And this kind of spiritual sight often comes not immediately, but gradually. After Jesus heals the man, people began questioning him. Notice how the blind man's understanding of Jesus grows step by step. At first, he says, "The man called Jesus made clay." Later, he says, "Jesus is a prophet." Finally, when he meets Jesus again, he says, "Lord, I believe," and worships him. His physical sight came instantly, but his spiritual sight grew gradually. And that's how faith works. We don't always understand everything about God right away. Many people begin their journey simply knowing something happened in my life, and Jesus changed me. That's exactly what the healed man kept saying. "One thing I know, I was blind, but now I see." You may not have every theological answer, but if Jesus changed your life, that testimony in itself is powerful. But there is one thing that keeps us from seeing, and that is pride. Pride can blind us spiritually. While the blind man was gaining sight, the religious leaders were becoming more blind. The Pharisees refused to believe the miracle. They questioned the man, his parents, the miracle itself. Why? Because accepting the miracle meant accepting Jesus. Their problem was not the lack of evidence. Their problem was pride. They believed they already knew everything about God. They were so certain that this blind man was a sinner and he was getting punished for his sins or his parents' sins. They were so certain that Jesus was a sinner. Why? Because he healed on the Sabbath. They had a certain expectation of what their Messiah was supposed to look like, and Jesus did not meet their expectations. Because of that, they could not see what God was doing right in front of them. None of them had the humility to admit that they might have been understanding and applying scriptures the wrong way. And this was the saving grace that Jesus was revealing to the religious leaders the whole time. Jesus showed them what the laws and their knowledge of scripture was really supposed to be used for. All the social boundaries, like race, gender roles, even the true place of worship, whether it be on the mountain or the temple, created by these religious leaders and teachers of the law using the Holy Scriptures, made this blind man and everyone around him view him as a less of a person. Do you think that God would have viewed this blind man a less of a person? Would God view any of us, any human beings, as less of a person? And it wasn't just him that the religious leaders made this man feel this way, was it? All throughout the Gospels, you hear stories of the sick, the widows, the children, the poor, the marginalized, like the Samaritan woman from our last week's reading, people who needed help from their community the most. And what did they do? The people in power at that time would accuse them and write them off as sinners, getting their just punishment. They're this way. They're blind. They're in need of help. They're struggling because they're sinners. So don't help them. Ignore them. It's okay to not even treat them as human beings. Or making it impossible for them to be part of their communities by declaring them impure and unclean. Or raising money on sacrifices so it will be impossible for the poor to be able to afford to make sacrifices to the temple, and thereby preventing them from joining in worship with all of their communities. And in doing so, they ostracized the very people who God called them to love. And do you know how I know that? It's because when Jesus came, Jesus, who John says is the very Word of God in the flesh. Remember the first chapter of John? The Word became flesh. Right? That's Jesus. Did not stand with the powerful, but ate with those who the world at the time ostracized. He touched the lepers. He interacted with the blind man. He heard the needs of the people who were sick. He stood up for the poor. He ate with the sinners. Do you see the difference between the chief priests and the teachers of the law compared to Jesus and how they apply the scriptures? These laws were making harder for people to be in relationship with God and with people, whereas Jesus' actions were helping all people to move toward God and to see each other. Without this story, without Jesus seeing this blind man, we would have never heard about it. The communities at the time didn't even know him. And this is what Jesus meant when he said, on these two commandments hang all the laws and the prophets. And do you remember what those two commandments were? What was it? To love God and to love your neighbors. The laws that you found in the Old Testament, the prophecies that you find in the Old Testament, were all supposed to help people to move closer to living into and out of these two commandments to God. But was that how they were using the scriptures at the time? And is that how we are using the scriptures today? So that we can better love God and love others. For this blind man, almost everybody fails him. His community fails him. The religious authorities fails him. His family fails him. Jesus is the only one the man can trust. It is Jesus who transforms. It is Jesus who heals. It is Jesus who stands with the man in his final isolation. Jesus reveals to the blind man that he is not a sinner to be condemned, but a being who is in need of God. I think it is so fascinating that this man stood up to the teachers of the law, stood up to his community, and did not deny Jesus. And when he gets kicked out for speaking the truth, guess who goes out of his way to find this blind man? Jesus. It wasn't the blind man who was trying to find Jesus. It was Jesus who went out of his way to search for this man who just has been outcasted by his community. To tell him. To reveal to him that he wasn't a nobody, but someone who God loved dearly. And this blind man, finally seeing the truth of God's love for himself, proclaims Jesus as his Lord. The man tells the truth about Jesus, even in the face of threats, the abandonment of his community and family, and even at the risk of expulsion. He stands firm in his newfound faith. I, too, have been on both sides. Where I too have been guilty to judge too quickly about somebody, to assume the worst, to look away those who needed care. But I also been on the other side of that, where it felt like everyone that gave up on me. But in those moments, thankfully, there were people not a lot, but people who God placed in my life who reminded me the truth of God's love for me. And maybe you also have been in the past, or you are currently in a situation where you feel like your community, religion, even your family has failed you, where everyone has given up on you and deemed you a nobody. And if that is you, I want you to know that just as Jesus loved the blind man, he loves you. And I pray that Jesus will meet you and bring healing to your situation in the same way that he did for the blind man, so that you too will know and one day proclaim God's love for you and for others like you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.